All right, let's check in with Captain Mike. Captain Mike, we're looking at some breezy conditions until sometime late this afternoon and looking better for tomorrow. What's your plan for today?
Well, Don, I'm going to be in a little bit of a holding pattern till maybe early morning. Then I think we're going to slip down the intercoastal waterway and fish some of that protected water down by the Bayou B Avenue area.
Yeah, it sounds like a pretty good plan. I mean, that kind of is protected from the wind. What have you been doing this past week? I know we had some rainy days out there. Did you get out?
I was able to get out several times during the week. Seems like my catches are between, 25 and 35 fish. And it doesn't seem to matter if I'm fishing in Lake Pontchartrain or in the marsh. I guess that's one of the benefits of March. The fish are still scattered, and if you have to fish in the marsh, it still can be productive. But there is some nice, pretty trout in Lake Pontchartrain. We had some approaching 4 pounds day before yesterday, catching quite a few flounder. They're a little on the small side, but that's to be expected. And there seems to be a good number of small redfish in Lake Pontchartrain, which is not necessarily a normal catch for us. As many as we've been catching, I guess, I don't know, I'm catching 4 to 6 each trip.
Yeah, not bad. And up to a 4-pound trout, that is a really nice fish. Are you drop-shotting at the base of the poles, or are you bouncing plastics off the bottom?
We're doing both. And oddly enough, the day before yesterday, the fish were quite a distance from the bridge. I was positioning the boat maybe a cast length from the bridge. I had a family on board, and this gentleman's daughter was fishing off the back of the boat, and she caught like the first 6 fish. So before you knew it, we backed up to maybe 2.5 cast lengths from the bridge, and that seemed to be the zone that they were in. We were fishing on the down current side, and had a pretty good catch. Had a couple of those trout that were approaching 4 pounds, too, but nice fish.
Yeah, you know, it's strange how we were talking about that a week or so ago about those pilings on those bridges, how the fish sometimes they'll be on the inside, they're hanging tight, sometimes a little bit on the outside, and sometimes they're following your bait coming out from there and they hit a little distance away, and sometimes they're completely off, maybe 20, 30 yards away from the poles.
Yeah, it's just like we talk about, you know, fishing all depths of water from the bottom all the way to the surface. When it comes to fishing that structure, it's not a bad idea to fish close to it as well as quite a distance away from it because they can be anywhere.
Yes, indeed. As far as Biloxi Marsh, haven't been able to get over that way?
Well, I haven't had to go that far. No. I'll have some dedicated redfish trips coming up in April, and we'll make runs over that way. But while the fish are so close to my backyard, I'm taking advantage of it.
Yeah, and, you know, when you're fishing on those bridges across the lake, you get a little, I guess you'd call it a little lanyap when you can catch some of those pretty catfish that are in the lake this time of the year. You know, they're still there until that salinity goes up.
Right. We've caught a couple each day, and it seems to be the same thing in the marsh. We caught a couple when we were in the marsh earlier in the week. Our catches have been mainly flounder, redfish, speckled trout, obviously more speckled trout than anything else, but there'll be a couple of catfish mixed in, even a black drum here or there, or maybe even a sheephead here or there. So it's been quite a mix.
Yeah, how are you staying away from the sheephead with that drop shot? They should be all over it.
I think they're just not quite as fast as a speckled trout, so if the trout gets to it before the sheephead does, obviously he eats it before the sheephead gets to it. And that's one of my sort of, I guess you might call it a rule. If I'm targeting speckled trout and I pull up to the bridge and I catch a couple of sheephead, I move because I think the trout are not there.
Yeah, I think you're right. If you've ever watched any videos of underwater speckled trout, they are probably the fastest fish as far as going to grab a bait that swims in brackish water.
Yep, that's correct. Even if I was targeting speckled trout and I caught flounder, you know, most of us, we enjoy the flounder also, put them in the box. But if my customer is strictly wanting to catch speckled trout and we catch flounder, which I would also consider to be slower then a speckled trout, then once again I'll move as well.
Okay. Good plan. Mike, somebody wants to get you, got you on my website, DonTheOutdoorsGuy.com. Tell them your site and phone number.
Very simple. My site is AAofLA.com. Also, Angling Adventures of Louisiana on Facebook, or the reliable telephone, which is 985-781-7811.
Mike, oil fry or air fry?
Well, air fryer is better for my waistline, but oil frying is better for my taste buds.
I got you. Yeah, I'm with you on that. All right, Mike, thanks for the report. As always, we appreciate it. Talk to you next week.
Sounds good, Don. We'll talk to you then.